We back. We back. It's back to the basics, man. Listen, we with another episode. It's your boy Jew.
It's your boy Luke.
And we got a special guest, man, with our boy Renz. Renz 1K. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So appreciate you for coming on the show, my boy. And we here at the AC. What is this? The Royal House Studios, man. Y'all do y'all homework. We here shooting with a little bow house. You know what I mean? But no, though, we gonna get right into it, though, Renz. You know what I'm saying? How everybody come on? They basically tell who they sell who you are to the people before we get to ask you just a little bit of questions.
All right, bet. Shit, my name Renz 1K. You feel me? Detroit rapper, West Side entrepreneur, money getter.
No, about it. So. So you say how long you been rapping? So you say Detroit rapper.
You know how everybody, You know how everybody done rap before.
Yeah.
I say back as like a kid, but taking it serious, probably like 2019, 2020, something like that.
It's about 5 years.
Yeah, because I did it before I quit. Came back kind of like half-assed. Yeah, about five years. So basically,
like back, like so you always had like a passion for music, or like you just always just like around with the homies on some rap shit, like you know. Cause I got a couple songs too, though.
You feel me? Always listening to music. We grew up. What year was you born?
I grew born in '98.
Same here. So you know all the.
All three of us. Yeah.
We was hearing 50 Cent, all the Sweet, Gucci, Future. So we always had good music. So it was like one summer day, I probably was like 13. He like, bro, I got a song with Waka Flocka. I'm like, what the f-? He played it. It's like Waka Flocka verse, then bro verse. So I believe this. I'm like, no, I just made this on Audacity in the crib. We go in the crib making songs every day.
This your homie?
Yeah.
Okay.
My brother.
Damn, that's
that shit was crazy. So that's how I really started, though. On some playing in the crib.
Was it any, like you said, growing up looking at certain artists, like, was it anyone that, like, sparked your interest with this shit? Like, damn, I think I want to take this shit seriously. All right,
Wayne was so cold.
We literally in the group chat right now are arguing, you feel me? I'm in that by myself over Wayne. Wayne or Hov, you know what I'm saying? Wayne or Hov. That's literally the argument right now.
Like we got to say Wayne.
That thank you.
We gotta say have man, cause to. We didn't get to see like the Hov.
Man, Hov can't f with Wayne, man.
He like going on his different. Wasn't talking crazy like Wayne.
The way I break that down, though, I think like
you say Jay-Z.
Hov damn near Jordan, but Wayne Kobe.
And so Cole better. Colder than Kobe, Jordan. Kobe. That's what you talking about?
No clickbait.
No clickbait.
But it's a difference. If we want to look at skill for skill, same shit with Wayne, like going that's bar for bar about, with niggas.
I don't know about that. We got to go back to that Kobe and Jordan.
I'm telling you.
Best and the greatest is crazy.
Best and the greatest is a difference.
It's a difference.
You had to be the greatest off your legacy.
Okay.
Like your story means something.
Okay. Yeah.
But if we just looking at the
as
art,
the player,
just the pure art of this shit, like damn, if I don't know this, come on, man. I don't know this nigga, I just look. Or if I just listen, he'd be like, damn, who the same shit Wayne? He'd be like, who the f*** is this nigga talking crazy like this?
But when it come to Hov, you got, he a B. You feel me? He created two other Bs. So it's like, all right, he got that. But like, you feel me? As far as my baby run, as far as like the mixtapes, he got the code. I feel like my, he ain't got the longest run, but he got the coldest run in rap history.
Who?
Wayne.
Yeah.
Like his run was the coldest.
The longest, almost.
Cause I don't know, but
when he start like popping for real,
probably right after the Carter, probably Carter 2.
No, before that.
Before that.
No, I'm talking about like when he went up, cause that was like when
early.
So when the droughts start coming, that was before the Carter 2, right? Cause that's like you feel me. That's when the mixtape Wayne really started to come on.
It was
like,
on him before that, though.
No, I'm talking about his run. I'm talking about when he really started to dominate. Music. Yeah, like you know what I'm saying. When it was like era. Wayne was one. Everywhere you look, it was Wayne. You feel me? That's what I'm saying. He had the code.
For sure.
Yeah,
that's facts.
As long as we agree on that Wayne, though.
No, most definitely.
No doubt.
So like, so it's kind of funny you say like Wayne. Would you say he your favorite artist?
One of them.
But that's like when you listen to your music though, like especially some of your newer, like you got more of a laid back. older type of, not older type, but like when Wayne was like a laid back, you know what I'm saying?
See,
chill
I kinda
type
rap now
flow.
Like on some, I don't even know, like.
Yeah, who would you say? Who would you say?
Laid back, like, yeah. It really just, I learned how to, not to say I learned how to rap like this, but, you know, being in the studio, a beat to come on, you know how you freestyle when you. So I just start to notice, like, damn, like, I'm kind of vibing, listening to certain beats. Then I start vibing like that. People be saying I sound like Face, though, which I take as a compliment, because Face to be the GOAT.
No, shout out Face, for sure.
Okay, shout out Face.
Yeah, that's the GOAT to me, yeah. So no doubt. I feel like with your and, you know, other people, too, I feel like the way you rap is just your demeanor in general, though.
Yeah.
Like, you a laid back,
yeah,
off the camera, so on the track, like, the,
yeah,
same.
You force
no, that's the vibe, yeah.
It's just on that beat, natural. Yeah. You can tell, but you can hear that shit, music, for sure.
So you say so. Speaking of your music though, so like mostly like you got some of your fans off the gaming shit, yeah. Right? Like so, like how did you intertwine the two? Like that's one, that's smart. You know what I'm saying? Chase. But like, how did you even? What made you even think like, damn? So like, you know,
what made me go that way?
Yeah, like wouldn't even be on the game, and then what even on some real 100 gang? I know I'm asking like too many. This is like a two part question, but I really want to, like, what made you get out in front of the camera and promote your shit? Especially, you know what I'm saying, you're supposed to be a rapper, like it's not really cool to like at first, you know what I'm saying, to be a gamer and be in front of, like, so what made you do that, and then like how did you intertwine the two?
So first, like the gamer and rapper, like I never really looked at myself like a rapper, like, you feel me? I was on YouTube, so I was like a content creator. Like, I still rap, but I quit rap to do the content. I was like, okay, content working, so if I do content, this is a way to promote music. So I took off on the YouTube, started making music, getting little basic views, and then I was watching T. You know how T did the GTA shit? So I'm a fan of T, like a lot of people won't say, but you feel me? I was watching bro play the game. I'm like, damn, this shit hurt. Then I see that freestyle, and like, it'd be 30 niggas in the studio, right? And they all want to watch T-Rap. So in my head, I'm like, this, like, ain't he getting views? It's 4,000-5,000 people watching him. So I'm like, that. I'm going to get in that room with 4,000-5,000 people, and I'm a rap. So I was like, all right,
how could
I get their attention, like, with the music instantly? So he did a freestyle, like, do it for Dan or something like that. I went and found the same beat that he used and made a song on it. Started playing the RP, you know, making it authentic. Hit the song, it went crazy.
That's really on some business. Like, no, you start a business, but you got to go to work.
Yeah.
And take your check. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, put it into your business. Go back to work. Take your check. Put it back to your business. Eventually, your business gonna take off. That's smart as hell.
Facts. And you said before we started too. You know, you touched on the entrepreneurial part.
Yeah.
So like, my question with that is, you know, what's a gem you could give to people that you feel like you got from the music and applied it to the game, or that you got from the game and applied it to the music? Because, you know, like a hustle entrepreneur, all this is the same. You know, you got same lanes, different, you know.
Yeah, different
ways to do that shit. Some things that you picked up out of either one that you applied, and it, you know, helped you get to this point.
Really say, just like the consistency with both. Like, I noticed the more I was putting music out, the more I was playing the game, streaming, mixing the music in with that, was just the more they felt like they was connected to me. So then that's how it applied to money, streams, distro. I sell merch, you feel me? So it was like full circle.
That's how this your merch right here?
No, this my man. Feed Your Neighborhood.
That's my boy.
Shut up, bro.
Facts.
Since we on that, we might as well go ahead and shout out the sponsors. You know, already know what I'm saying. And actually, we got some new, not new, but like how we, you see the setup. You know what I'm saying? We doing big things. I tried to tell you. I mean, we're going to be in new locations. So we start off with the shout out, obviously. Shout out, you know, the clubhouse. There is only us. Of course. You already know. Come get y'all some. Yeah, film. You already know. Talk to them, Rins. No fake, no click. Hashtag, this is. Hashtag no clickbait. I wish we had some money intangibles over here, but make sure y'all get your money intangibles. And then, of course, if you open it up, then look at that. That look like some ice cream, but it's going to go on your body. But it's smooth. Lucky Oils cream. You know what I'm saying? Smells so swell. You feel me? And it goes like, it's unisex. So the ladies is going to love it, and the men is going to love it on you, ladies.
How much them go for?
Show them the six dollar joint. Some boys go for 20.
20.
All
right, I'm gonna need one of them.
Lucky's Oil US. Oil. I mean, no, I'm sorry, that's not the right.
That ain't the website. We'll get the website for you.
We gonna
Lucky's
put it up.
Lucky'soil.us.
That's what it is. Same most definitely.
Same Instagram. We gonna shout out Underscore Films.
Most definitely, shout out to Underscore Films. Shout out to Steph and Steph. Shout out to our boy, of course, UAB. And also, if you need your life insured, you're looking at your the best life insurance, work with 15 different carriers. This is no game, man. You know, a lot of our people think life insurance
life
is...
Insurance.
No, you need to get insured, man. Insure your life.
That's a wealth game right there.
Life hack.
If you work...
You feel me? Shout out to... this. That's like $1 million worth of game. Shout out to Uncanu, man.
Long story short, if you buy, we supply. You know, we got... We send you to the right place if we don't got...
In all aspects.
Yeah, man. Literally. So back to the basics. Yeah. So you feel me? You started, so like you I seen, bro, you got a lot of projects out though, you know what I mean? So like what was so out of so I wanna let me not Jeff. You got
so you gotta get the exact.
Yeah, no, because you got a lot of them, gang. One, two.
That was
with
that
I'm
game
sorry.
And shit.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. 13, you got 13 projects out, my
Damn.
Brother.
Sheesh.
You've been working.
A lot of them in the last, like, 2 years.
And AOP, so you got.
A lot of them in the last 2 years.
Well, yeah, a lot of them been in the last. So you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, eight of your 13 projects. Man, like, you've been really in the gym. That's what we call it.
The gym.
You've been in the gym for real.
It's crazy, bro. Literally just said, too, consistency. Y'all got it right there. Y'all see that
shit working. Once I tried it, because I was wasn't consistent with the rap because I wasn't getting paid. But once I was like, all right, I got a good idea. Let me just try to keep pushing it out. That shit worked. So when did you start
what year did you start the gaming?
2022.
And that's what I'm saying. So it just correlated, bro. It was just like, it was God timing. Damn, that's a lot of work. So out of all your projects, I mean, obviously, you don't have a favorite kid.
Yeah.
But like, just describe like a project that you was really that brought the most, not the most out of you, but you like, damn, like I feel this one, like, you know what I'm saying, when I need to go home, like damn, I feel this like I feel, you know what I'm saying, like I really feel this one.
I say probably Highway Music. That's the one that like broke off, and I feel like I plotted it out, like in my head I knew I'd make this song, and I got this one, putting this the videos.
Yeah, you had a hard video to that one. Yeah, on the highway, obviously, but not that much. Sweet. Yeah. People got to shout out the Finish Line Boys.
Oh, yeah.
You feel
shout
me?
Out Finish Line Boys.
Exactly. S-O-G. What is that, gang?
That was just something I made, really just thinking like, just, I don't know, it's really like some motivational, like, get to the finish line, like how I always say, see you at the finish line, like, just something to remind me, like, get to the goals, like, try to finish your goals, you feel me, whatever you start, and keep pushing, and be proud to push it, even if it ain't working, because when I was saying that in the beginning, like, nobody was, you know, it was just like, whatever, but now it's like, people, you asking me about it, so.
Facts.
It's really just like, get to the finish line, get to your goal.
Is it a clothing brand? Is it what it necessarily is?
Really, I just made it like, you know what I'm saying? I just made it like it's really like my label. Now that's the brand I'm pushing.
Okay.
And it's really like anybody could be a Finish Line Boy. If you out here getting to it, trying to reach some goals, completing goals, keep going, you Finish Line Boys to me.
No, most Finish Line Boys. No cap. We're trying to get to the finish line. I feel it. No, that's respect. You're trying to get to the finish line then, gang.
Check your flag up.
Respect, respect, respect.
What's your music like? What give you most of your inspiration behind your for real?
Mine be real life. I swear, I just be rapping about going through, seeing. Like, I might got a homie who do this, and I go with him, I experience some rap about that.
Mm-hmm.
Or I used to do, or want to do. Like, I just go off real life for me.
I feel that for sure.
But it is just entertainment, though.
I feel that.
But, you know.
All entertainment.
Yeah.
All entertainment. Yeah, man. And you got the And I, shout out your last album, you know, the 24th. We got my boy Cole on the end. You got literally.
You hear him on the back end.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got the song called Bean. No, that's the intro. That's the intro. So you say you were SOG though, right? Yeah, so that's man. I mean we obviously have shout out SOG. We had our boy Terry on, you know what I'm saying, earlier too. Yeah. So you feel me? Obviously we got some good ties with y'all. So how did you get linked up with that though? Wasn't necessarily, you know.
Really, it came from the game and shit, for real. Like my man's Perp, he saw me on the game listening to my music. We tapped in, then I met CD, and it was like we played the game together because you know the game will make you can get cool with it. Playing the game like
no.
Playing two
real, games. Hey, no, real
they
cap
got your
though.
Back on there. You fucking with the niggas. So we on the game, we get cool. He see what I got going on, and bro just believed in me. Yeah. Trying to push it. So now we just all hands on deck, moving.
That's respect. And yeah, the one thing we were just telling there with bro, with CD, what he said about you though, bro. Like he said, like you want to work. You know
sure.
what I mean? So like,
sure.
besides without you know what I'm saying? You was gonna do this by yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you want to work, so that's
it's
respect.
It's just an opportunity that came up from hard work.
Yeah, well, preparation meet opportunity for a fact. Yeah. So how long you been at SOG?
Probably like 4 or 5 months now. It really started from the game. It's he didn't even know I rapped at first. Really? I don't just like wherever we meet. It's genuine. You feel me? You met me on the game. You don't gotta know I rap.
Facts.
We play the game.
Facts.
So it was like once he found the music, that's what really pushed it.
Okay.
So like, all right, let's get the music on.
And so the game has created a lot of opportunities for
sure.
you.
Sure.
It was crazy, is you feel me? Do the parents owe us an apology now?
Facts. I couldn't even play GTA when it came out. My mama wasn't going. I had to go to my pop's crib with the
all
game.
That get off either. The game.
All that not, don't play. Not
get in GTA. The book. Book ain't getting me. No, I ain't gonna do that. But
yeah.
you feel me?
No, the book will work, but like
no,
the game
get in the books,
bad,
kids.
Though,
get in the books. But no, though,
they
it's
getting
just
scholarships for it now, though.
Yeah,
like the game
deals. They get deals.
They got a game and scholarship.
Yeah. They got streaming
yeah,
deals, scholarship.
Full rise for that.
For sure.
You can do anything. It's a world.
Check yeah. that. See, that's
it's a whole new industry.
No, you can really
win some new. Bro,
you really can get a scholarship for playing the game?
You gotta look at what times we live in.
Hey, no, though, no cap, though. So look, though, bro. So you know, I was in Pennsylvania doing anything.
What was
signing, getting petition signed. You
oh,
feel
hell
me?
Nah.
Yeah,
you said Pennsylvania. It's like hold up.
No. You know
what I'm here,
cuz. No, I was just getting like like I said, damn, Rock ain't finding it, bro. Y'all throwing me off.
Yeah, let's
y'all
talk
about
what you trying to find.
Let's not talk about what you was getting out in Pennsylvania.
I was really getting positions. I really was getting positions signed. Because it was a group of kids, bro. So I was literally at a college, gang. No cap. I was at a college. And a group of kids was all around, like a table like this. You know how you be in the cafeteria and they got mm-hmm. the TVs and set up? Bro, when I tell you, it's like 14 of them, so entertained, like watching the NCAA tournament, and it was literally two online playing the game. As like, it was three fat sumo wrestlers playing, like they was doing the belt. Damn, what's the wrestlers belt match, gang? What's the belt match on for wrestling?
You talking about WWE?
WWE, you know, niggas don't watch wrestling.
No,
yeah.
I don't watch what's wrestling.
You ain't watch wrestling as a kid?
Nah, I played the game though, but I ain't watch it.
Damn, you missed out on the party of your childhood.
Hold on. Talk about.
I ain't watched
wrestling. Hold on, gang. You ain't watched wrestling as a kid? You dead ass.
I'm for real. Y'all, like, man. Was on wrestling every time it came on.
Definitely. Man,
Friday night.
Monday night
Raw.
Tuesdays. For ECW.
John Cena.
I played
what?
The game. No jumping on beating niggas. I played the game.
The real was better than the
that's
game.
That's what I'm saying. Bro, what? The game was weak as hell.
Fake.
Nah, the game.
Of course it was fake. Not yeah. when we was little, though.
Game
you fake. Couldn't tell
game
me.
Faker than the fake.
Right, the game.
The game,
right.
The game is the ultimate fake, yo.
But no, how you ain't. So what you watch as a kid?
Adult Swim.
This nigga, so you was grown at.
I was sneaking watching
that. He was grown at 11.
No, but I was sneaking and watching it. Sure. I was sneaking and watching it.
Bro, I can't find it. Oh, look, I found the jaw.
Movies.
No, this shit tripped me out, bro. I gotta show you. All right. Watch automated.
bro? That's how I know we in a new time, gang.
That's
W. Bro got his girl there for support.
They literally.
WWE 22.
You can zoom in on that C. Do they see that?
That's they don't see that, horse.
They do need to see that.
The game, though.
Bro, they sitting there watching the whole game.
Huh? Play itself.
Play itself. That's so crazy,
like
bro.
Like how the 2K would just start.
How 2K would just start. So that's how you get paid, though, ain't it?
Off what?
That's stream. That's like
yeah,
how.
Yeah, they can stream, mm-hmm. though. Hell yeah, they stream that shit. Everybody watching, you getting paid for that.
Mm. So how you, what you feel about streaming, Lee?
To the streaming, I rock with content creation in general. Because if you just look at the world and like the platforms we got now, like we could put ourselves on. That's the whole thing with content creation. Like you can market yourself any way possible for free.
Yeah.
You know that's the power of the social media now.
It's
yeah,
like a new lane.
Literally. Like the way I look at social media and all these platforms, I mean, some people look at it for personal use, but to me, it's the way to do business. It's as simple as that. You get on there, you got a platform, you promote something.
You can make it so you got to turn it into currency. You
Facts.
Figure out how to get the money out.
So I kind of want to tap back into the music. Is it like any artist, no, I don't care how big or small, like, damn, I want to work with them, like that you ain't worked with yet?
Yeah, it is a bunch. I ain't really did no features for real.
You ain't did no features? All your shit in there, you?
Pretty much all my, or like my homies, or like little cousins or something, but I ain't never like reached out and got a feature yet.
Give me
I got
top
one in the
three.
Vault right now, though. My top three, Detroit or just period?
Period.
Period. Like, who? Like,
damn,
I really want to work.
Detroit,
bro.
So heavy. I might name three Detroit.
Right, give me three Detroit, and then give and me then three that's, yeah, right. Yeah.
Babyface, Eastside 80s, Free 80s.
Free 80s. Free 80s.
Nah,
free 8 ball. Hold on, you think he still got a game? That, I ain't going to lie, that last.
80s got it.
It's because it's through the phone, bro. If he get out here and get the feeling good again.
Free 80s, man. Hold my baby. Yeah. I can feel it.
Damn it. Three.
Damn, that's a big two right there.
Facts.
Okay, lack with that third one.
Detroit artists. Damn.
We got Ray. We got 80s.
I didn't ever say T, but he a Detroit rapper.
Yeah, nigga.
I take it. He damn near so gone, though. Like, bro,
that's the gay's face. You feel me? Face right behind.
Yeah, but he doing something with Chris Brown and some more shit. He's still going to Detroit. Like,
face was just on tour with Travis.
There just had
yeah, okay, you right.
Yeah, and Face is going some shit with Future all type. What? Yeah, face. Okay.
You ain't on
the bag on the yeah, but no, though. So them right, three. So what's
on Detroit? What's the
three period?
Three period, Future, Wayne, damn, Future, Wayne. I didn't say Uzi. I feel a little Uzi.
I
know y'all want
to.
That's what I'm
y'all
want
to agree to that.
In my head, like,
y'all want to agree to that.
Uzi, like, what?
Y'all wouldn't agree to that.
I'm but trying to.
Imagine Uzi on some Detroit. I know he'd be trying to rap.
For sure.
Yeah, he'd be
for
trying.
So you had Uzi on some rap. You'll come on some Uzi.
No, he got to get on the I'm bringing him here. I think Rio got a song with Uzi. Somebody got a song with Uzi.
From here?
V's. That's how I know he can rap on the Detroit beat. Yeah, V's. Y'all ain't like that verse?
I play it, but
I listened to V's original version for real before I go back to the remix.
Uzi verse. He wearing right. Dior's or the Nike Tech.
No, I feel you. Get that feature, gang. I feel you. Yeah, don't listen to us. Get the feature.
Who y'all top three? Y'all give me the same answer. Y'all.
If
you was a rapper, who would you?
When are you talking about like when my shit drop?
Just period. Three features from the city. Three.
No, I'm just playing. I ain't got no shit.
Oh, you about to drop?
I really rap.
I do some music.
Bro, actually, a rapper.
Show you some of my shit.
Show
you want to go first?
Go ahead.
My three from Detroit, though, be obviously Ray, V's, and then Samuel
Damn,
Shabazz.
Damn, I forget
V's.
Two
niggas, Samuel
exactly.
Shabazz. Hey. No cap. That's actually my favorite Detroit rapper.
Wavy Gang.
Huh? Well, it's kind of crazy. Like, I'm not necessarily in Wavy Gang, but like, them, like, you feel me?
I'm saying, the whole line of Wavy, that shit all fire.
Yeah, no cap. But Sam, to me, I be arguing this like, what everybody, bro, Samuel to me the hardest city. Obviously, like people gonna say, obviously people gonna say Ray or V's or you know what I'm saying like that. But Sam though, bro, like she asks Ray or V's.
I feel like Sam. He ain't the hardest, but he the most talented.
Yeah, he could, sure. That's so they need to, so he Kyrie, huh? He the most skilled.
No, he talented. So you could tell he artistic though. Like he got a different ear for his music. Yeah,
he making be music, he making different.
Like when he pop, too. He gonna pop though.
Facts.
Like for sure.
He gonna have different lanes he get too.
Different fans or that. So you got Ray, Sam, and Aegis.
No, V's.
V's.
Yeah. And then honorable mention, of course, you know, baby bro.
Okay.
Now money.
Yo three.
I gotta swap, man. I gotta put V's in, man. I'm swapping T for V's.
Easy.
I gotta leave A-ball. Gotta leave A-ball.
Who your three
that song? Like who outside of the Detroit?
Oh, period. Okay, yeah. We got Wayne.
Okay.
Herb.
Okay.
Well, R.P. Juice, you feel me? That's honorable mention.
I didn't want to mention him.
But, you feel me? Obviously, we going my baby Wave. Of course, we throwing the party of the century. And people came
So, you cool with him?
Yes. Wave, no Wave cool slander on here, man.
I mean, he borrowed it.
He
made it better. That's what you're saying?
I don't even know who he borrowed it from.
I ain't either though.
Hey,
until I seen the post.
Who he borrowed it from. You feel me? That's what I'm saying.
It was hard until you hear the other one.
You know what I'm saying? Who was this? What? They just stole Wave song. That's how I feel.
Man, somebody just stole a song for sure. Between like, Ride and the other person, somebody stole for sure.
No cap. Who you cover, Lee?
My three out the city, I got Ray for sure. Ray. I get a lot of inspiration behind his Pay. Personal. That's a biased favorite, but Pay.
Yeah.
Payroll Giovanni?
Yeah, for sure.
Like,
no,
Pay.
I'm saying like, of course, Payroll I know Pay. I'm saying like today.
Nah, he
like today or Pay back in the day? Say Pay right now?
It don't matter. Anyone. All time Pay.
Look, that's one of your favorites, huh?
No, that's my nigga. Pay make that hustle music.
See, that's why I ain't want to pick three, bro. I got
my
10
third?
For Detroit.
Damn. No, I mean, of course, the whole city crazy. Saying.
I got my third tough because I really don't know who to give it to.
Man,
because
I
want to
say
Ray,
I got Ray, Pay, 80s.
Ray, Payroll, 80s.
Them my goats from the city, though. Like, them the three niggas that, like, they my goats.
We got to do five, bro.
We got it.
I still need two more features. I gotta add T-Back and I need Doug.
Doug?
Gotta have Doug, bro.
Cool. I fuck with it.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm not the biggest Dougie fan, you feel me? But.
Yeah. We paid. Like, no, that didn't convince you he was hurt. That's all it took.
I ain't saying I just ain't the biggest. Yeah, I just. But I know, bro. I know, bro. You feel me? But what I'm saying is.
Like, nope. That's how you say nope.
Yeah. No, but what I'm saying is, gang, the concert that get through. Shout out to you,
it.
Dougie. That through the BET Awards, gang.
I don't even want to talk about it.
You ain't come to the concert.
I wasn't at that.
I slept on it.
Y'all niggas slept on that. We had.
I slept on it.
Big. First of all, we had the biggest glow. Shorty, if you ever want to come on the show, you definitely more than welcome. No glow slander. We had Glow. We had Gotti.
Everybody.
We had Doug. We had ETSG.
Young.
We had Meek. Dope Boys.
Black Youngster.
Black Youngster. Mm-hmm. We had Team Eastside.
Dope Boys Cash Out.
I said them. Baby Dirt.
Like, bro, we named everybody.
That's 10 niggas. And we had Gilly and them on that trip.
That bitch turn.
And the one nigga TikTok song at the beginning.
Let me see you do it.
Man.
That bitch was turnt, gang. I can't believe y'all slept on that, man. No, that was probably the best concert I've ever been to.
I just started looking for tickets to, like, the day before, and I'm hearing the prices. I'm like, y'all taxing. It ain't about to be that.
Gang, I ain't gonna lie.
It was that.
Hey, you know what's so crazy, though, bro? I ain't gonna lie though, bro. I actually found the hack concerts to me though, bro. It was so crazy. Wow. It's this uproar in the Little Caesars, bro. Like, it's like where the suites at. Yeah. Well, like, you can sit in the sweet section, but you feel me? I low key heard the suites ain't even worth what they be taxing for. You feel me? But it's like that's a great seat. Like, if you on the left side, gang, like, you see, like, no, that great section, like, right where the C section, right where the suite set, or like right above, like, I get them seats, and they cheap, gang. But you see everything. You feel me? The people don't mess with you when you're doing your thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's smooth.
I just want to be, like, at the show if I'm at a concert. Like,
well, I know, but you an artist, though, gang. Yeah. You got to be,
on the fan tip, though.
So you say you got to sit in the...
I'd be down there want to be, like, at least on the fly, I got to be first row. But if I'm, like, a fan coming to see an artist, I at least want to be, like, in the area where I feel like, damn, I'm really seeing this perform for real. That far back, like...
Look, though, while he's squinting his eyes and wasn't too far back, like, you ain't had to squint. You could see. I'm just saying, you a little bit up higher.
Yeah, that's why I ain't able to see. I'm talking about like 2000.
That's a waste of money.
Straight. I watched the YouTube on the TV. That's clear as hell.
You about to pay $2,000 to watch the talk to a mic?
No,
that's crazy, Mark.
I'm sorry.
That's just the resale price. They probably wouldn't need that much.
Never.
$200-$300.
$60-$70 right there. We turn. You pay $50 to get in the club.
They paying $100 to get in the club.
So that's me, and that's me going to the club. I got my own section up there. Goddamn, your own section for $60. Get on me. I'm about to start promoting the tickets. Little Caesars need to get on me. I know how to get. To the concerts, we can sell out.
Yeah, drop the price of them high joints.
Hey, we need to find. Can we find us? We need to get.
They gonna find us.
Of course.
They gonna find us. Somebody, we all see this. Gonna talk to us. Come talk to us.
No, somebody gonna see. Hey, you know what's so crazy though? I don't know if that's actually gonna show, but I had shouted out the pod on the news. When the Lions had played the 49ers, I saw Rush on the pool. So we actually in the studio. You about to drop some right now?
Yeah, we about to put together the SOG tape, like a collaboration tape, the whole label. Everybody get on there.
Okay, can you speak to that a little bit, or that's like
it's in the works. Okay, trying to put the songs together. We ain't got no dates, but we did just shoot Miami Nights in Miami. That's about to drop soon.
Okay,
sure.
That's what's up, my boy. Damn, you stay working, gang.
Nah, literally.
That's how distro pay. You got to put that out. They don't even pay for 2-3 months. You got to put something out.
Feel it. So how that
distro?
Yeah,
you know distro kid. Where you up? Everybody that drop music getting money. It's just how much you gonna get. It's easy to get paid as an artist. No, I don't see. I couldn't imagine that. Oh, they was fighting to get paid. That's crazy.
Do you make more off your music or the game?
Probably music.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's just what you got in the works. You know, that's something that you got. Anything else like you doing separate on your own time?
Yeah, I'm about to drop an EP from Miami too. Like just a couple songs I made out there. And my other project just redropped 24.
You got a date yet or a month? Like when can people be expecting something new from?
That EP about to come out probably like a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Oh shit.
Cause I just left, so I just want to put it out. I ain't gonna overthink it. Just pick a couple songs, push it out.
When bro drop, make sure y'all tap in.
Yes, sir, Ski.
Yeah.
Well, it's definitely so. You got something, C? You always playing the background. We gotta get my C out on front of the camera.
See like, camera behind
no cam, no camera back here. Cause my baby make sure we gotta get my baby CJ a special shot and make sure all this. You feel me? See all this? Okay. What we do? You know what I'm saying? That's a shout out to my baby C, man.
He's the man behind the magic.
No cap, man.
That's our baby, right?
Gotta get my baby his flowers. But no, though, Renz, man, we appreciate you coming on, gang. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck
that's
back to the basics.
Another episode of Back to the Basics, man. We just pod.
Let people know where they can follow you at.
Yeah, Instagram. Yeah. Shit off.
Instagram, Renz1K, YouTube, Renz1K TV. You know what I'm saying? Look me up on all platforms for real, Renz1K. You're gonna find everything. Watch my YouTube, play my music. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Back to Basic. Y'all gotta watch every episode. No cap.
No cap, man. This your boy Jufa 2. We got before I get off, make sure you get your There's Only Us Clubhouse. Make sure you get your money in tangibles. Lucky's oils.
It just smell good.
Get your life insured. And you know what I'm saying? Follow you. Follow
your boy. Get your life insured.
You know what I'm saying? Follow your boy Jufa 2 on the gram, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, follow me, Lucky Leaf 11, LEIF for the Leaf. But no, we appreciate you for coming on, bro. It's just
nope.
Favorite number 7, though. Lucky okay. number 7. But yeah, no, bro. I want to keep going with your show. Sure, we see appreciate. You taking.
Hey, you're hard, your gang. No, no cap. You're hard, yeah, bro. Yeah, for sure.
We gonna see you at the top. We already know that.
Yeah, we gonna do part two in a different situation.
Nah,
we at Royal House right now though on the first one.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Stand on a light tip.
Stand.
Yeah, you ain't gonna shout out your TikTok note since it's down.
Man, they might. Shout out to TikTok. I'm talking about they might. You know, they trying to pass a bill. Get rid of that.
Yeah, no more TikToks for you.
Damn, we gotta use the VP to watch TikTok.
Yeah, they talking about
that. We should talk about crypto too, but that'll be part two of another episode.
Are you into that?
Yeah, fuck crypto.
Damn, you really give me some game. We damn near need.
Yeah, we gonna
keep shooting, goddamn. No, for real. No,
we do gotta speak on the crypto.
Get on that off the camera. All right, that's a wrap.
Yep, back to basics. That's a wrap.